Roger Corman's favorite author since childhood was Edgar Allan Poe. Corman, who carved out a career independently of the Hollywood system, expressed his deep affinity for the 19th century author by making 7 films between 1960 and 64, all based on and inspired by the tales of Poe. This coincided with Corman's evolution from someone who just cranked out movies on minimal budgets in order to feed a demand for youth-oriented pictures, to a director with a style shaped by his independent low-budget practices, but still distinctive. Now, the Poe films had a slapdash feel and the occasional bad performance or muddled plot development, but they were also spooky and downright menacing, gaining for his studio, American International, wider popularity and exposure while elevating the technical skill of his own craft. All of the Poe films were shot in color. Indeed, a good argument could be made for Corman as the pioneer of shooting horror films in color and in widescreen, which he managed to great effect. The 6th of the Poe films, The Mask of the Red Death, was notable for its brilliant use of color and was in fact the first Corman film to receive serious critical attention. But I want to highlight the last film in the series, released in 1964, not well enough known in my opinion, but arguably the best, The Tomb of Ligeia. Vincent Price plays an English nobleman named Verdon Fell, stricken with grief after the death of his wife Ligeia. Unable to accept her death, he spends his time in seclusion and on his rare appearances during the day, wears dark glasses because he can't stand being in the light, a detail not in the original story and which makes Price's appearance a sort of anachronism, given the 19th century setting, but after all, this is a Corman film. A chance encounter with a beautiful lady named Rowena reawakens his desire for life as she becomes fascinated by him and eventually agrees to marry him. But the dead Ligeia still has the power to come between them. The screenplay was by Robert Towne, later to achieve fame with Chinatown and other good films. He hews rather faithfully to the story, and the characterizations are fuller than usual for a Corman picture. A great asset is the 27-year-old English actress Elizabeth Shepherd as Rowena, who is not just a pretty face, but a very intelligent performer, conveying the character's fascination with the mysterious Verdon with such disarming skill that it almost makes sense that she would choose to marry this person, played by Vincent Price, is haunted and half-crazed. The plot is sometimes hard to take seriously, especially when it involves Verdon's malevolent, hissing black cat, but what is really remarkable is the visual style. Dream sequences in which the lady Rowena struggles to discover the truth of her husband's predicament are unforgettable little masterpieces of ghostly effects. Corman uses slight slow motion, billowing clothes and curtains, and a fine sense for the uncanny, as it manifests in nightmares, to take us to a level of poetry that stays in one's memory long after we may have forgotten the details of the story. Roger Corman showed that you don't have to rely on the massive machinery of the dominant industry in order to be a filmmaker, and it's impossible to imagine the explosion of talent in the American movies of the 1970s without his influence. And for me, his Edgar Allan Poe films, particularly The Tomb of Ligeia, represent a triumph of Corman's personal vision, making a great American author accessible to a new generation, and adding something of his own to the result. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Chris DeShiel.